Jesus says to this troubled apostle in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is adequate for you. What are you going through this morning? Grace is adequate. And if you don't trust that grace is adequate, it's because you're not being cultivated in the soul of grace. You're still under the wrong operating system. I can fix it. I can do it. I can figure it out. It's me, myself, and I working to achieve something outside of the grace and power. this reason, for this purpose, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with what? Perseverance, steadfastness, or patience, and steadfastness with what? Godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection or brotherly love, and brotherly love or affection with it gets them into a right relationship with God. But grace is still necessary for the believer because it's getting them into a lifestyle of faithfulness and fruitfulness. You can't have it without grace. The believer who is underdeveloped and undeveloped spiritually is because they are under the influence of self-empowerment instead of grace and power. It's about human effort instead of grace. adopted by the Flint family who taught her the Word of God, taught her about music. Despite her pain and agony, Annie experienced the sufficiency of grace. In her weakness, to write many poems with contorted fingers. By the time Annie turned 30, she was relegated to a wheelchair the rest of her life. But God's grace write this beloved poem in him to the glory of God's sufficiency and adequacy and grace. He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, he added his mercy. To multiply trials, exhausted our store of endurance. When our strength has failed, all the day is half done. When we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not, thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting of Elohim, the Father, both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known to man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth. Father, thank you for the sufficiency.